Could TikTok of China someday become illegal in America? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. There's legislation in the works to ban the rapid-fire video social media platform TikTok in the United States, not just on government devices, but possibly someday everywhere. There's a bipartisan push in Congress to give the president new powers to ban mobile apps considered potential security and privacy threats. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
The efforts in Congress come after President Trump's attempts in 2020 to ban TikTok and WeChat. Both were blocked by court rulings. Now lawmakers want to grant the White House powers to try again. Two U.S. senators, Democrat Mark Warner and Republican John Thune, are expected to introduce legislation today. Senator Warner spoke on Fox News Sunday.
You got 100 million Americans on TikTok 90 minutes a day. They are taking data from Americans, not keeping it safe. But what worries me more with TikTok is that this can be a propaganda tool.
Last week, the House Foreign Affairs Committee voted to advance a similar bill, one the American Civil Liberties Union has opposed on free speech grounds, saying it's too broad and can target many businesses. TikTok has said it has invested heavily in security to protect Americans' data and that it operates independently of China's government. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
The head of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, begins testifying in Congress about the economy, jobs, and interest rates in just over 3 hours. S&P futures are up 0.2% now. NASDAQ futures are up 0.3%. On Friday, the February jobs report will give us a concrete sense of whether interest rates are working to quiet down inflation. Last year, the Biden administration appointed a commission to look at biases in the way the U.S. Department of Agriculture apportions its massive resources. That agency is responsible for federal lending and resource allocation to American farmers, as well as other duties. The commission is out with its first equity report. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has some findings.
It's no secret that the USDA has an equity problem. The agency has owned up to a history of racial discrimination and settled class action lawsuits with Black and Indigenous farmers. The Equity Commission is part of a broader effort under the Biden administration to repair those relationships. And this initial set of 30 recommendations is what the group considers the lowest hanging fruit, so to speak. It includes frequent auditing of Farm Service Agency lending programs, increased staff at the USDA's Small Office of Tribal Relations, and better quality services for farm workers who feel left behind by the agency. Meanwhile, the USDA is also considering how it will allocate over $2 billion in federal debt relief that was initially promised to farmers of color, but is now available to, quote, disadvantaged farmers of all races after the program faced lawsuits. The agency says that debt relief and the Equity Commission's final report will be out by the end of the year. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Now let's look at how artificial intelligence of the ChatGPT sort could put tech companies into some swampy legal ground. If this tech can really create content, that could bring liability. My colleague Megan McCarty-Carino, host of our sister program, Marketplace Tech, has been digging into this. She joins us now. Hey, Megan.
Hey, David.
So what are you finding here? Concern that a company's weird little AI chatbot could land the company in legal hot water? Legal liability. How?
Right. So this kind of goes back to this ancient federal law from 1996, the Communications Decency Act, and specifically Section 230 of that law, which basically says, you know, internet platforms, they're not like traditional publishers. They're not creating content so much as hosting content that users create. So they can't be held liable for that content. But when we think about what these artificial intelligence chatbots are doing, you know, it starts to look a lot more like they're creating content.
Yeah, I mean, they often call it generative AI. You know,
exactly.
Generative, that word suggests it's, you know, creating something. So that means what? The tech companies could be held liable for something a chatbot were to spit out?
That's the idea. We spoke to a tech policy expert, Matt Peralta, at the University of North Carolina, and he said, you know, it's a virtual certainty that some courts will see it that way. And so companies can expect lawsuits over anything these chatbots spit out that could potentially cause harm, you know, like, say, factual errors, which seem to be happening pretty frequently here.
Yeah, I'm trying to imagine, for instance, if an AI libeled somebody, if an AI-driven
right.
chatbot told the world that David Brancaccio is a known philatelist, which is patently untrue. One imagines lawyers are urging tech companies to minimize the risk.
Right. I mean, you would think that companies are probably going to end up taking a more cautious approach once this gets going in the courts, limit the application of this technology to prevent anything, you know, that could conceivably cause harm. There are a lot of folks who would like to see that, you know, who see it as a good thing that these internet companies be more liable for the harms they cause than they have been so far. But Matt Peralta at UNC has some concerns about an overly cautious approach that might hold back a lot of innovation that could ultimately really benefit society and kind of distort the marketplace so only the biggest companies with the most expensive lawyers have a shot here.
All right, we'll see where this goes. Marketplace Tech's Megan McCarty-Carino, always good to talk to you.
Same, David. Thanks.
Philatelist is someone passionate about postage stamps, by the way. Old joke. Last evening, the Biden administration blasted a big student loan company. SoFi had just sued to stop the administration's pause on paying back student loans. The Department of Education said SoFi is putting borrowers at, quote, serious risk of financial harm. In the suit, SoFi had said the pause is hurting its profits. Repayments are set to resume either 60 days after a U.S. Supreme Court ruling or the end of August, whichever comes first. Our producers are James Graham, Ollie Dalbert-Hansen, Ariana Rosas, Alex Schroeder, and Erica Soderstrom. Our senior producer is Meredith Gerritsen-Morby. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.